You're listening to a 58 Ember production.
Hey, I'm Erica Muller, host of Here For It. Self-discovery is an endless journey, and each week I'm bringing on experts, industry leaders, and friends, where we'll be talking all things life, fashion and beauty, personal development, and probably some pop culture along the way as well. Here For It is your weekly space to get grounded, regroup, and be inspired to live your best life. Because really, we're all figuring it out as we go. And I'm here for you. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Hi guys, welcome back to Here For It. My name is Erica Muller. For anyone new around here, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. In the spirit of this being the last episode of 2023 and leaning into the energy of this time of year where everybody kind of wants to reflect back on the year they've had and look forward to the year to come, I wanted to put a little bit of a spin on the report trend that is trending on social media right now. And if you haven't seen report, it stands for reading, eating, playing, obsessing, recommending, and treating. I think people are generally doing it more with what they did that week or that month, but I wanted to do it for the 2023 year that I had and also what I hope my report is for 2024. But the twist on it that I wanted to put is that, I don't know about you, but I feel like this holiday season, I have been inundated to a level I don't think I have ever been before with marketing emails and just the sense of urgency to buy, like buy all of these things. And I just feel incredibly overwhelmed by it. And I'm honestly just very tired of opening any social media app and seeing gift guides and my favorite things I purchased this year. And it just feels very overwhelming to me at this point. And so the lists that I've put together are all free. They don't cost money. Well, if they do cost a small amount of money, I've noted it or I've given an alternative. But I really wanted to do something that leans into things that are important in life that aren't so driven by money. I just feel very overwhelmed this year. And there, in my reflection of 2023, there were a lot of things that I did that really, they weren't done out of this need to spend money. They were done more on an internal basis. And I feel like they've honestly made the biggest impact on my life this year. And so I thought sharing those with you would be more impactful than sharing a list of things I purchased this year. So let's get into it. So my report for 2023. So reading. I feel like in 2023, I actually didn't read as much as I normally do, which makes me a little sad. And I'm wondering why that happened. I tend to gravitate towards nonfiction. I find it stimulating. I find it interesting. I feel like I always learn something when I read nonfiction. I like learning about people and history and things like that. But one book that really did stand out to me this year was a nonfiction book called The Holographic Universe. And if you're anything like me, I really enjoy learning about our minds and the way they work. I love spirituality mixed with the science behind it. Things like quantum physics, which are like very much over my head, but I do my best to try and understand it as wild of a concept as it is. And the holographic universe really, really stuck out to me. Again, obviously books cost money, but I wanted to share a resource with you. One, you can always get a library card. And two, if you do have a library card, you can download this app called Libby. And this isn't sponsored whatsoever. I truly have used this for years. It's completely free. You download this app called Libby and you connect it to your library card and you can check out books digitally from your local library. And I rely on that all the time. I enjoy reading on my iPad. And so it's just the convenience is there for me. So if you don't want to spend money on a physical book, a library card is always a great option. And like I said, Libby, where you just connect a library card and you can do it all online. You don't have to actually physically go into a library. And that's great. So free resource there. Eating 2023. For me, 2023 somehow became the year of the burger. I ate so many burgers this year, and I'm not really sure why, other than I think part of it was maybe because of my half marathon training. I was exercising at a level I'd never have before, and my calorie consumption had to just go up. And a burger and french fries are a pretty easy way to get in calories and some protein and carbs. And so 2023 was the year of the burger for me, and I don't regret it for a second. I love a good burger. And I hope that continues into 2024, honestly. Playing in 2023. For me, play was very interesting in this past year. I feel like this year I started saying yes to things I really wanted to do, which maybe seems obvious, but in the past, I was so concerned, I guess is maybe the word, of reaching goals and doing things that I set out to accomplish that I said no to so many things. A great example of that is I turned down Paris Fashion Week because of work and things that I had going on at the time. And I look back at that and I regret, like heavily, heavily regret. And I would never do that again. But for me, it's become about like weighing the pros and cons of things. And if there isn't a really large con, I'm more inclined these days to say yes to things that sound fun or different or just for the experience. I had a friend back in April reach out to me spur of the moment saying, "Hey, do you want to go to Florida next week?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." Which is new for me. I don't tend to be that way. And I feel like it really paid off for me this year. And I really enjoyed it. I also did things more like not waiting for the weekend to do things that are fun. I had friends invite me to movie nights on a Wednesday night in the middle of the week. And I would say yes to that. And it was really, really fun. And those things might seem obvious, but for so long, it wasn't in my nature to say yes and like let myself have fun because I was so concerned with like hitting all these goals. And I've come to learn that like you need to enjoy your life and you have to find balance. And I think balance is kind of like a buzzword, and I don't know that it exists in the way we exactly think it does, but just incorporating more play into my daily life has really shifted things for me. And I honestly think because of that, I've been a lot more successful in certain ways than I ever have before. And I think I can really attribute it to that. Okay, obsessing. 2023 was, I was really obsessed with challenging myself. I feel like I'm pretty competitive by nature, but I feel like I really pushed myself this year to try things that I normally wouldn't or do things that I normally wouldn't. Running a half marathon was a really, really big challenge in a lot of ways, physically, mentally, emotionally. I felt so proud of myself afterwards, and it kind of becomes a little bit of an addiction to just push yourself to do things, in ways that you normally wouldn't. Or, like another one for me this year was I tend to want to work all through the weekend, or I don't know that in the past, I think because my job allows so much flexibility, I can very easily just turn on work mode whenever I want. And a lot of times that ends up being on a weekend. And this year I really challenged myself to give myself at least one full day every weekend where I wasn't doing any work. And that might seem like crazy to a lot of people, but again, because I have the flexibility of moving work things around to an extent, I really had to kind of shift my mindset around that and be like, you know what, it's okay if you don't get this done today. Like, there's plenty of time on Monday. And I think that also did me really well to just allow myself to have this mental break every week was great. So challenge in a lot of different ways. And I really think that doing that, pushed me to do things and experience things that I normally wouldn't have. And so definitely obsessed with that. And I feel like I still am obsessed with that. Recommending for 2023, time outside. I thrive outside. There's something about being outside of the four walls of your home, hearing birds chirp, smelling grass, hearing kids laugh, parents walking down the street, dogs barking. Like, there's something about being outside and around life that just is very invigorating. And for me, it brings me into the present moment. It's very grounding to me. I feel like when I'm outside, my head clears. A lot of stress dissipates. It helps me get out of my mind. And I just, for me, there's nothing better. I really also, in the spirit of challenging myself this year, challenged myself that no matter what the weather was, to embrace it. Typically, like if it was raining or pouring, I'm like, oh, like guess we're staying inside today. But this year I was like, it's just water. Like it's rain. Why are we still sitting on the couch, like watching movies this weekend? Like, let's go out and do something. Let's go meet up with friends for dinner. And so in doing things like that, I feel like really, I look back and I'm really happy that I did that. And then to finish up the report for 2023, treating. What did I treat myself to in 2023? Another new one for me. I think there were a lot of new things that I implemented this year. And looking back, I'm really, really happy that I did. I think they've all made a pretty big impact in my life. But treating myself in the spirit of acknowledging accomplishments and celebrating them. Again, in the past, I would very much set goals, and then the second that I reached them, I like glossed over it, brushed over it, already onto the next thing, like not even taking a second to acknowledge or appreciate any of it. And I got tired of it. I was like, why? Like, what am I working towards if you can't celebrate anything? And so I really became cognizant this year of the idea of like, wait a second, I did that. I put in time and energy and effort, and I did the thing that I set out to do, and I would treat myself. And that looked like a variety of things. Again, in the spirit of not spending money, there were several times where like it was just taking a walk that afternoon, or like putting the computer down and spending time outside, or doing something that I just really enjoyed. Sometimes it was like a workout or something like that that just made me feel good and that the focus was still on me. I think we can so easily put focus outside of ourselves all the time. And I think it's important that we do that, but it's also so important to be mindful of who you are and what's going on and appreciate all the things that you're doing for yourself. And so I would do things like that. I would go get a cup of coffee. I would, sour candy is like my thing, my go-to. So sour candy was always one. Ice cream, I'm like a big ice cream person. Things like that. And then if they were bigger deals, you know, maybe it was a dinner, or maybe it was like a bigger sort of acknowledgement. But even just like those small little moments of like, I accomplished something today. I had a hard day and I did what I said I was going to do. You know, light a candle, turn on a movie, order food in, like things like that. Really, I feel like I treated myself in ways this year that I hadn't in the past. And again, some of those do cost money and some of them don't, but it's finding ways that feel good to you to treat yourself. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if I enjoy going out to dinner. Do you? If you don't, then that shouldn't be the way that you treat yourself. So that was my 2023 report. And I feel really good about 2023. I feel like I did a lot this year. I feel like I did a lot of new things this year. Like I said, I feel like I challenged myself and did things differently this year, and I'm proud of that. I feel like I had a really great year overall, and I am very thankful for that. Okay, so 2024, I'll obviously have to report back at the end of next year, but here are the things that I'm hoping to bring into 2024 in the same spirit of maybe more mindset related or less spendy versions. Reading, again, back to my Libby app, I'm obsessed. This year I want to read more fiction. Like I said, I tend to gravitate towards nonfiction and I love it, but sometimes I feel like I'm being called to read fiction. And I think it's because I would really benefit from like lighthearted escape. I spend so much of my time on screens for work that to have a book and like a plot that's like not super serious, I think would do me well and probably help stress levels. So I want to do more of that and for fun, not with the intent of I'm picking this up because I need to learn something right now. I want to do it just for the enjoyment of it. Eating in 2024. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not mad if the burgers continue on through this year, but I want to be much more mindful of hydration. I historically have always been just really bad at drinking water. It's just like in my DNA. I've always been like that, even as a kid. And I've always known how important hydration is. Like it's not a new concept to me whatsoever. But really throughout training this past summer, I felt and noticed and truly, truly saw firsthand the difference hydration made in my body and what I was physically able to do, what I was mentally able to do. And after seeing that, I'm like, okay, I need to continue that. It's not just because you were training for something, like this actually does impact a lot of your life. And so I want to continue on with hydration. Again, obviously we all have access to water, but in terms of something that does cost a little bit of money, I will say that the benefit I found from drinking electrolytes this year and like upping that level compared to what I have previously, truly a night and day difference. I advocate to all of my friends and family and like get Element, again, not sponsored, but life-changing for me. Element electrolytes, biggest game changer in how I felt last year. And so I really want to make sure I can feel that in 2024. Playing this year, I want to have more fun with work. I think everybody has aspects of their jobs that they don't enjoy doing. And if you don't, I'd like you to send me a DM immediately because I have so many questions for you. I love my job. I truly do. But there are aspects of it that I like a little less. And so something I think about a lot is if I was somebody who loved doing this task, how would I do it? How would I feel about it? And I was mindful of that last year, but I could be better about it this year. And in having that sort of mindset shift around the things that you don't enjoy doing, I found them easier to do. And so I want to incorporate that more into the things that I don't enjoy as much. And for the things that I do enjoy, I still think it's very easy to suddenly have this sense of urgency and that like everything you're doing is life and death. And sometimes I have to stop myself and be like, I am not an emergency room doctor. Like the work that I'm doing is not life or death. You can take a deep breath and relax. Like your whole life is not meant to be spent working. And so just getting out of that mindset that I think I've somehow ingrained into my brain over the years, and stepping more into like, how do I want to feel today? What do I want to enjoy? Okay, I have to do these things. How can I make the most of it? And just bringing that mindset shift into 2024. Obsessing. Something I want to obsess over in 2024 is something that I did also obsess over in 2023, and that was affirmations. Affirmations have truly been life-changing for me. That sounds dramatic, but like truly shifting the way that your brain thinks and what it defaults to makes such a difference. Like I have proof in my life that I can like refer back to and be like, remember how you changed your mind about that and how you look at things? Look at the vast difference of things you're experiencing now. And I want to continue that. And I think the one thing I want to say about affirmations is that I think a lot of people think that, you know, you say an affirmation once and it's enough, or they don't really know how, or they're silly or whatever. I put energy and effort and dedication into affirmations. I made the most of really becoming aware of what thoughts am I thinking in my brain and what is serving me and helping me get in the direction that I want to go and what isn't. And I just really became this like observer of my mind, and anything that was out of alignment, I would do my absolute best to like recognize. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes to recognize those thoughts. And I would catch it. And then it's just like, you drill it into what you want to believe instead. And you can change your beliefs and you can shift your beliefs. And the more you work on it, the easier it becomes. And so truly, that has made such an impact on me. And I want to continue. I want my brain to be a safe space. Like, if you think about it, like, we can think anything we want in our brains. Like, why on earth would I actively choose to think stressful thoughts or fearful thoughts or negative thoughts? Like, it just doesn't make sense. And so having that and knowing that is really empowering. And I want to do my best to shift into that as much as I possibly can. Okay. Recommending something I want to recommend for 2024 is something that I really want to implement for myself. And I feel like I started implementing it last year and I want to move forward with it more, but it's really the idea of doing things for myself without having to explain myself. We all like different things. We all want different things. And just because somebody might not have the same interests as you does not mean that because you like them, there's something wrong with you or there's something bad about it or it's shameful or anything like that. Do the things that fill you up and you don't have to explain yourself to anyone. I feel like I remind myself pretty frequently that at the end of my life, do I really care more about what I did in relation to other people and making them feel comfortable with the way that I've decided to live my life? Or do I want to be happy with the decisions and actions I chose to make? And that one always wins for me. I have to feel good at the end of every day when I put my head on my pillow. I want to feel proud of myself and know that I'm making the most out of the life that I have been given. And I don't feel like I need to explain that anymore. And I feel like I used to. I don't need to, and neither do you. And so I'm recommending just to do the thing or don't do the thing that feels good to you because you want to or you don't want to, and you don't need to explain yourself. Okay. And then finally, treating for 2024. In 2024, I want to make it more of a priority to treat myself daily. And I think that looks different depending on the day of the week. Some days it likely will be that stash of sour candy that I have in the kitchen. Other days it might be going out to dinner or taking a trip or a vacation or buying, you know, the purse or something. Like, treat yourself in a way that feels good to you. It doesn't always have to be about spending money on something. It's what makes you feel good and is truly a treat to you. I think life is too short to continue waiting for the weekend or waiting for summer to like enjoy your life. And I just think it's silly that we have kind of defaulted to that. And I want every day to feel like just as magical as it possibly can. And I think that comes about with a mindset shift. And so I really think overall, between 2023 and 2024, the biggest things for me have been a shift in mindset. And I want to continue that shift in mindset because in reflection, I can see how it's paid off and worked in my favor. And it feels good to feel good. And I hope that for you too. So I hope 2024 brings you everything you've ever wanted and more. I hope you feel proud of yourself. I hope you do things for fun. I hope you feel accomplished. And I hope you look for validation internally instead of externally, and it will change your life. Thank you guys for being here and for listening. And for those of you who've been here since the beginning, I am so grateful for you, and I can't wait to continue bringing you more episodes in 2024. Cheers to a new year and sending you all my love.
This has been a 58 Ember production. For more shows, please visit the 58 Ember channel, 58ember.com, or find us at 58 Ember Media on socials.